Welcome to Faith for Living.
Every true believer by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ has been given eternal life. And that life begins right here and right now. Are you in Christ this morning? Have you trusted in Him? Have you experienced what I've been talking about this morning? Spiritual resurrection, new birth, new creation. Has it been that radical for you?
1st Presbyterian Church of Chattanooga brings you today's teaching designed to apply God's Word to the struggles and challenges of our day, that we might have faith for living. Have you ever offended a friend so badly that your relationship was damaged? What did you do to try to make things right with them again? And what did they do? Well, today we'll talk about the often heard phrase, getting right with God, and how you can do that in a message entitled, Made Alive by God. Our Bible text for today is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Here now is Dr. Mike Prague.
Ephesians chapter 2 at verse 1. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. What do we see as we look out across the world today? How do you see yourself before you met the Lord Jesus Christ? Paul begins this second chapter.